Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This is the Commercial Free Expressway here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. It's DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. So what reaction have you all seen from last night to this morning on the Fantex over the Cowboys' newest player and the pick and the plan with Tyler Guyton?
Oh, there's a lot of people mad over that they didn't take Grant Barton. But it's funny. It's pretty.
But that's really because of you all. And it's a credit, too. It's not a blame. No one gives a freaking crap about centers ever. Ever. Period. The Travis Frederick thing, everyone freaked out. But because of y'all's homework and your love for the player, that's good that you had Tolos obsessed with it. But everyone always loves it. That's why I didn't understand any negativity last night, because everyone loves a trade down.
Yeah.
Everyone loves a trade down. They did it. And there's still people like on my social media, like, bust, awful, yeah. Terrible.
They don't like the Guyton pick. And I understand if you don't like the player, that's fine. First of all, you're not qualified to not like the player.
Oh my.
None of us are. We don't know. None of us know. None of us are qualified to not like the
again,
player.
I mean, they've shown a track record of picking offensive linemen pretty well.
No. I'm not talking about them.
Yeah, he's talking about
us. I'm talking about us. Nobody listening, nobody talking right now, me, we're not qualified to not like the player.
And by the way, their hit rate is going to be 50-52.
Right.
So they
not
can be
on offensive line, though. No, on offensive line, it's been like about 80%.
Yeah. So, like, you don't like the player? Fine, don't like the player. Nobody can argue with the plan. You can't argue with walking into a draft and having three top 100 picks and still getting the position and tier of player you were looking for and now walking away with four top 100 picks.
I swear. It's funny.
Barton is Dermoni Dawson.
We made it Dermoni Dawson, yeah. Ray Donaldson, maybe. We had the last night, I swear, I think we went to the stream. Zach forgot, like, we still are on the stream. We're not just...
Like you did with your hot mic moment.
That was not a hot mic thing, and I did not forget the show was over. And so, I was exactly what I said at 6 a.m. this morning. But we were... I swear Zach forgot for a sec because he came, like, it was right after the Grant Barton pick, and, like, he goes just, like, sits back and goes, like, the hell are we doing, man? And, like, he says he knew. He was just, like, kind of, I'm just, like kind of depleted, but, like, he did seem like he forgot for a sec, like, hey, Zach.
Well, he should say that on air.
No, I know. It was more just the, like, he was, like, I quit. It was, like, ready to walk out or whatever. He was worked up, but ultimately I think he came around to the idea because, to me, I look at it as you can like Grant Barton, but again, if you trust the way the Cowboys have evaluated offensive line, if they were comfortable enough to say the extra pick and Guyton is better to us than potentially losing Grant Barton, then to me, it's like that I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah.
That means they had them graded close enough that they weren't worried about it.
It's like a lot of people didn't like the Tyler Smith pick. That's turned out okay. I distinctly remember nobody liking the Travis Frederick pick.
Yep.
Not a single person.
Yep.
Nobody liked it. He came on with us that day and said, I thought it was going in the third round. It's like, oh, wow, we took him at 30. Cool.
Yeah.
We like Tyron. We like Zach Martin. But I do believe...
Mozzie, we love because they finally got a three technique.
It's, you know, like, they're Graham Barton...
Was he a three or a one?
He ended up being a three because of his size. Yeah. He was a one, but I mean, he
lost all the weight and his locker.
Everybody is saying, why didn't you just take Grant Barton? Yada, yada, yada. It's the same philosophy looking at Detroit in the playoffs. Why didn't you just take the points? Because the points aren't guaranteed. And Grant Barton's not guaranteed to be a good player. It's a 50-50. And so is this guy. So if you're going to tell me that I have a coin flip, I have a coin flip with three top 100 picks, or I have a coin flip before, I'll take the coin flip before.
Mike McCarthy, how is the run game going to improve with the big fella?
Well, Michael, we like to get him through rookie orientation first before we put the pressure on him. But about our run game, no, he'll do great in the run game. Because I mean, I think just like anything, you know, our schemes fit our players, and I think that's why it's important. You know, the staff takes, you know, January, February, and March. You know, we've gone through this now, and now we're concept teaching with the players that are here. But I've done it every year. There's players that you're going to acquire in the draft that you got to make sure that there's a place for them, and if you need to tweak anything, you do. So we got a number of picks left, and you know whatever we got to tweak and adjust, we will. But I think he'll be able to do everything we ask of him here.
Did Gelke just ask him how does he affect the run game?
Answer the damn question, Mike. God.
Like Gelkin asked the stupid question. If that was the question, like how does he affect the run game? Well, we got to get him through orientation. Still, he's got to see the weight room first before I can answer that.
It's like whenever you guys had asked. It's like when you ask about, like, hey, is Terrence Steele going to be ready to go? I remember 21, sometime in 2021. Hey, is Terrence Steele going to be ready to go? He goes, Paul, I don't think I'm just going to reveal the whole game plan to you here on the radio on a Friday. And it's just like, can you answer the question? You are supposed to talk about fit. You are supposed to be here to, like, explain why you like the player. If you need to get through orientation before you figure out what this player can do for you, you picked the wrong player, Mike.
Let's see if Jerry's willing to say
God
a little bit more.
Position flex is a great trait. Position flex, many positions. But a left tackle needs to really be able to get man in terms of sliding his feet and have that length on those arms to do the protection. Most offensive linemen.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Relish getting to run block. That's when you get to give it out. It is the skill of keeping them off that quarterback, and this guy has those long arms and that basketball type fluidness and those being able to shuffle that feet out here. It's a sexy pick.
It's a sexy pick. Okay, so now we think Tyler Smith is going to definitely be left guard, but we don't know
maybe.
If go ahead.
Right. I'm saying I don't know. Like
Archer said that.
I know, and that's the assumption right now. But I'm just saying that there was a lot of assumptions about Tyler Smith was supposed to start when he got here, and then we showed up to training camp. We were like, why is Connor McGovern getting all the snaps? Why will they not just let Tyler Smith start? And he only started. You talk to people back then. Joe Philbin had said, I'm not going to trust a rookie. He had to because Tyron Smith got hurt. He had no choice. But I understand it's the expectation. I would not be surprised if they determine, hey, Tyler's still a little raw, Tyler Guyton, and we're working on some things. We're trying to get him ready. If they start the year, I would not be surprised if the year starts with Tyler Smith at left tackle, TJ Bass at left guard, Brock Hoffman at center. Because I think that Mike Solari believes all three of those guys can start there.
What did we think about what the great Howie Roseman did last night at 22, getting the corner out of Toledo? Man, these DNs and corners, what happened to that? What happened to a premium position and love for those spots?
Yeah, I'm the wrong guy to ask about thinking like Quinion Mitchell is like awesome.
Oh, he doesn't like Maction. Like Maction.
No, he's fine. But to me, like, the instincts to me are not great with Quinion Mitchell. Like, I feel like, and I feel like that's going to get exposed when you do step up from the Maction, when you get up to another level. There are times where he doesn't totally trust himself, it feels like. It feels like he's just a little hesitant. It feels like he's got to play off all the time. He can't get up and press man because it's all happening too fast for him. So, like, it's like he's got to play off and be able to see it and process it. I just don't know that I love his processing, his ability to read, react, and do those sorts of things. He's a talented player. There's a lot of things to like about him. He's really good in zone. I think he's good at recognizing, you know, how to play the quarterback and things like that. It's just, it doesn't happen quickly. One of the things we always talk about with Diggs, some say gambling, but like Diggs, is anticipating something and goes and shoots and reacts to it. Quinyon Mitchell, to me, is just, he's got to see it for a second, feel comfortable with it, and then react. And that is just a dangerous thing to have a corner. So this did not break my heart at all. The pick yesterday from the NFCs that most concerned me was Malik Nabers going to the Giants, more than Jaden Daniels to the Commanders or Quinyon Mitchell to the Eagles.
What else did you love or hate overall from yesterday? Amarius Mims, someone we talked about here, went 18 to the Bengals. We had Jordan Morgan. We were talking about him in a commercial break, 25 to the Green Bay Packers, as I had a Green Bay Tolo at our Dallas Pluckers last night. And then why are the San Francisco 49ers trending?
Yeah, well, the San Francisco 49ers are trending because they want to purge their receivers, which, by the way, I mean, we got, what, we're 2 hours into the show. We haven't even mentioned the leaf that fell yesterday before the draft.
Yeah.
And that's especially relevant. A.J. Brown getting a new deal, $32 million a year. It's especially relevant because A.J. Brown's agent, Torrey Dandy. CeeDee Lamb's agent, Torrey Dandy. So Torrey Dandy's going to walk into these negotiations with the Cowboys and say, I know exactly how the Eagles were just talking about A.J. Brown, and I've got all the structure. I just negotiated this deal. Here's the framework, but you need to get CeeDee up to a certain dollar figure here.
So do we think that that's a match? Is that an A.J. match?
I think we know
CeeDee's over Amon-Ra. Is this a definite over A.J., and by how much? And does this benefit Jerry's leaf at all with the Eagle deal?
Well, didn't we think, we thought Jefferson, you said Jefferson was going to get 37?
Yeah, ultimately, I think he could get 36, 37.
I think 32 is where it comes in. I think this is a good framework.
But do we need to figure out who to blame. It's a guess. Are we blaming Lamb for the holdup or the Cowboys for the holdup? Is Lamb waiting for Jefferson to get 37? Because if that's the case, then we don't need to be killing the Cowboys.
I think Jefferson is waiting more than anybody else. Like, I think Jefferson goes, show me the floor because I need to be above everybody.
Right, and that's the thing. You know, in baseball, it's like they wait for the top guy. And in football, they're kind of waiting to leapfrog everybody else. So it's a little bit different of a structure. I think the fact that it's the same agent, maybe both parties were just kind of waiting. Like, the Eagles did the same thing. You know, they did the same thing with AJ. They didn't sign him when they could have signed him.
Like, if AJ gets 32, Lamb should get what?
I would say about 32. I mean, they're the same. They're a very similar player.
Man, I'd probably say
maybe CeeDee a little bit more.
Really different. Yeah. You got to remember too. Like, he was in what year? He's played 2 years on a 4-year deal. So this is a 3-year extension. This turns into a 5-year contract that AJ Brown's on. Like, it's a different structure than you're talking about with CeeDee, who is still on his rookie deal and entering a fifth-year option. It's like you're basically looking at giving all new money at this point.
Yeah.
You're not even getting the benefit of the extension. See, that's what teams do. They go, we have 2 years left on the contract. Let's get some extension years done and spread out the cap hit and massage it a little bit. The Cowboys wait until it gets to the very end, and it has screwed them routinely.
What's going on with the Carolina Panthers with these Dave Canales stories?
Oh, with sharp teeth and claws.
Is he taking down all the pictures, all the history in Carolina?
No.
Like Mike McDonald?
Deontay Johnson.
No, he's putting up all his favorite adult film photos
from
his book. he wrote about that. I'm not exposing.
Canales he was Tampa's OC. He's the new coach, Carolina. And which one do we want first? We want the Canales, the Deontay Johnson, or we want the Canales clip on?
So the lying.
The lying. Okay, so Dave Canales is just a liar. He says, he admits, he lied to everybody that he had in, every draft prospect.
I saw the video of Leggett saying that he's met with you guys 4 or 5 times, and you guys have told him if he's there at 33, you're taking him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a great conversation. You know, I definitely said that to him and about 50 other guys, you know, like, man, so we take you at 33. It's actually a lead-in question. So when we draft you at 33, what happens now? And then there's a bunch of questions that happen after that, you know? So, part of the process.
I don't have a problem with this.
I don't either. And the blogs are like, this is dishonest. Like, you're starting your relationship with these players off with a lie. And
because
I'm like,
they didn't pay attention to the phrasing of it.
Because they didn't pay attention to the phrasing of it.
Because people are stupid.
People are morons.
And they can't read or listen.
No, they
or
can't.
Or comprehend.
And this is like, this is there's nothing wrong with this. All he's doing, and by the way, if there is any generation of people that.
See, this is why it was so important to pull that audio. Because just reading that, I thought Canales said,
yeah,
if you're there,
We're taking you. Yeah, not a
And he was just lying to them. No. Not, all right, so we hire you, and 5 years from now, what does our show look like? But, what's our company look like?
He also wants to know, like, when we draft you 33, what's the next step? He wants them to say, I'll be in the building tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's what he wants, right? That's what he's looking for.
Yeah.
And all this is, like, and by the way, if there's any generation that is capable of handling this, it's the great Gen Z, because they are saving America because they don't believe in company loyalty. And all Dave Canales is doing here is showing these kids, hey, this is a business. You're going to get lied to. You better learn it quick today. And Gen Z already knows that, because this is the same video I saw a couple weeks ago where the guy was asked to be at a meeting at 8 in the morning the next day. And he's like, nope, can't, got a workout class. Can't go to it.
Was it Mike Bassick?
It wasn't Mike Bassick. But he was like, yo, if you give me a week, you know, fine. But I'm not going to change my day for you. And that's Gen Z, and I love it.
Did Gen Z get our non-competes canceled?
Yes, 100%.
No, they did not.
Gen Z's doing everything. Everything good. 4-day work week, Gen Z. Contracts canceled, Gen Z.
Gen Z doesn't have a job that would require a non-compete. Stop it. No, you know what his answer?
A TikTok ban too.
Yeah, first off, it's like when you are named Miss America, what will you do for the child? That's the type of question he's asking,
right.
And he was very clear about that. But the answer should have been back, not you know, oh, I'll be in there working tomorrow. He should have to be like, well, coach, I can't tell you how I'm going to impact anything until I get through orientation, because we can't know how I'm going to contribute to the team until I get through orientation.
And then Deontay Johnson.
And then Deontay Johnson, the wide receiver, he went to dinner with a bunch of players, and I guess he had no idea who Dave Canales was.
Because Dave, he was cool. To be honest, at first I didn't know he was the head coach when I went out to dinner with him. But I'm like, because he was just talking, like, this his energy he brings, and after the dinner, I'm like, somebody told me he was the head coach. I'm like, oh, I was so surprised. Like, but other than that, like, I love his energy. So, like I said, I'm excited to play for him.
Is that
real? But right? How do you get set up? Like, you don't know who you're going to dinner with?
I don't know.
You're an NFL player. You're a millionaire. Yeah. It's like, you guys throw me together for a random dinner,
right?
He's got to be. Not necessarily doing a bit. It's more like he's leaning into the concept of, that's how relaxed this guy is. That's how, like, person to person, like, puts you on the same level. He doesn't act like a head coach who's talking down to you and has you on a pedestal. Like, he acted like a normal person to the point where I didn't even realize he was the coach. Like, I wonder if he's just kind of leaning into the analogy more than anything else.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.